This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Robert Coles is a Pulitzer Prize-winning author and child psychiatrist who's taught at Harvard for decades. In his new book, Handing One Another Along, Coles tries to answer the question of how we become moral people. And he writes about how storytelling in literature, art, and in real life helps us to do that. He tells one story about Ruby Bridges, the 6-year-old kid who integrated the New Orleans public schools in 1960. If you don't think you know Ruby Bridges, you probably do. She's that tiny black girl in the famous Norman Rockwell painting, the one walking in her crisp white dress with the tall men in gray suits as a red tomato splatters on the wall behind her. Robert Coles met Ruby Bridges at that pivotal moment when he happened to be in New Orleans doing research on children with polio.
Let me tell you about Ruby. I stumbled into Ruby. I was driving my car one day to go to a medical meeting in New Orleans, and the traffic was blocked. And the policeman said, "I don't think you're going to get into the city," he said, because of what's going on. I said, "What's going on?" And he pointed at this crowd. A few blocks away, there was a mob. And there was a school building. I said, "What's happening there?" He said, "A kid is trying to get into that school. A Negro kid." So my wife reminded me of the work with polio kids, and she said, "Here is a little girl going through a different kind of stress and a different kind of paralysis, if you will." And we decided that I would try to meet this girl. This is a story in itself. A white person in New Orleans in 1960 to go to an African-American home and talk to that child, impossible. At that time, you couldn't go into the same restaurant together or a coffee shop together. Everything was segregated, neighborhoods, stores, place, everything. I should mention that my wife, by the way, her great-great grandfather. He was an abolitionist Yankee colonel in the Civil War, and he led the first regiment of African-American troops in the Civil War. So you see, she had this in her. Eric Erickson once said to me, "If you hadn't married her, you never would have done any of this," and boy, was he right. The next thing I knew, I was being taken to Ruby's house. And I had conversations with her, and I was pushing her, I think, in a tactful way, but I wanted to know, as a shrink would, or as a fellow human being would want to know, how she was getting through this with such apparent dignity and even a kind of calm. What was going on as she went through that mob? They were saying these things. They were threatening her with death. I said, "Ruby, what do you think about when you go by that crowd?" She said, "Oh, I don't think much." I said, "Well, something must cross your mind." And then she looked at me. I can still remember it. She looked at me and she said, "Well, I always think the same thing." I said, "What is that, Ruby?" And she said, "Well, I always pray for them." But I said, "You pray for them, Ruby?" And she looked back at me and she said, "Well, don't you think they need praying for?" I'm telling you, I sat there and my wife, I'll never forget, she looked at Ruby and she said, "Ruby, thank you very much. You're helping Dr. Coles and me so much. It means a lot to us to hear what you have to say." Oh, boy. By the way, I want to tell you of a moment when Ruby's father, Abon Bridges, turned to me and said, "I want to take you out of this house." I looked at him. I was a little stunned. He said, "Come and take a walk with me." I hesitated. My wife nodded to me as if to say, "Go and do it." I needed her help all the time. Boy, did I. So I did it. And we took a walk, and we walked down the street. He said, "Let's go in there." I thought, "What the devil? Where are we going?" He took me into a store that also had a little soda place where you can get a drink. And we stood there, and he said, come on, let's have something to drink. Meanwhile, what I finally began to realize is everyone was, of course, staring at me. They turned off the jukebox. Total silence, stares. And through my thick head, I realized, my God, I'm a white man standing here. You know, at that time, it was against custom, the law, even, everything. So I got my soda. He asked me what I want. I said, if you have some ginger ale. Anyway, we left, and Abe on Bridges said to me, now you know what Ruby goes through. Being stared at, alone.
Throughout his career, Coles has never distinguished between the power of a nonfiction story and a fictional one. And he always tells Ruby's story when he teaches one of the great novels about racism in America.
Because I wanted the students to understand Ruby, because I was also teaching Ralph Ellison's Invisible Man. People invisible to others, even if they're quite visible. Invisible because of the mind that distorts vision or prevents vision.
Robert Coles' new book is called Handing One Another Along. By the way, just a few days after I spoke with Coles, I happened to meet Ruby Bridges. She's a splendid woman who still lives in New Orleans and teaches in schools all over the country about racism and tolerance. We've got a link to Ruby's website at studio360.org. Our story about Robert Coles was produced by Pike Malinowski and Georgette Pierre.